So Brad Plotham, hey Brad, what's going on today?
Things are great, guys. How are you?
Oh, great. How's the weather? Okay, let's get to the story. Tell us what you got.
You bet. So we did another study. So we have all this transaction data on small independent businesses across the country, and we wanted to look at small boutique retailers and find out just, you know, how does consumer spending trend across the country. So we looked at the entire 2017 year, 55,000 retailers, all 50 states. These are daily businesses that are transacting every day, brick-and-mortar mom-and-pop shops. And we said, let's look at the daily revenue, how many transactions they're getting, what's the order size per purchase, and let's rank all 50 states and see what's going on. And so on the basis of daily revenue and how much they make a day, businesses, small independent retail businesses in Arizona rank 15th nationally, about $1,650 per day. And so that's about $70 more than the average nationally. And some interesting things you can see when you look in how that revenue comes in, transactions are much higher per day on a per day basis at Arizona retailers. They see 17 transactions, number five nationally, but the average purchase price is actually way down. It's about $20 less than the average, so 42nd nationally. So you have people spending less, but far more people spending money per transaction. So that's really kind of how things net out. Interesting timing to be talking about this with Prime Day and, you know, the e-commerce push. We have a full year of transaction data, so you can see sort of the seasonality when things really peak. And one interesting trend that we see is that e-commerce pushes like Prime Day and Cyber Monday don't tend to push down sales. They actually prop them up. So one interesting finding from our study.
Really?
All right, I'm going to speculate here, and right out in public, I'm going to speculate. Here's what I think. You've shown that during the month of March is when small independent retailers do especially well here in Arizona. I think there are two reasons. All the snowbirds who are here trying to escape the cold weather. And secondly, Cactus League baseball play is going on and some other sporting events as well. So it's interesting. March is our top month for that.
That's right. And that's our speculation, too. So we did this with restaurants earlier in the year and saw the same thing, a big spike in the early spring months. And our speculation is exactly that. You've got a spring break destinations down in Arizona. You've got spring league baseball, all the stuff that pulls people down. People are really aching to get to a warm climate after a hard winter. So definitely some seasonal behavior going on there. So if you look at the top 3 months nationally, as you would imagine, it's December, November, and then May. And March is number one with about $1 in every 10 for retailers in Arizona coming during that month in Arizona. So, yeah, it's definitely a phenomenon specific to your state.
Excellent. Anything else that you found that you need to pass along to us this morning?
The only thing I would say, let's talk about Christmas in July very briefly before I let you guys go. So Black Friday, which we typically associate with being this huge day for big box retailers, is actually the number one day of the entire year, both for retailers, small retailers nationally, and also in your state. And then, as I mentioned, we've done some analysis on Prime Day, also on Cyber Monday. So Cyber Monday is the number 22 day of the entire year for retailers in Arizona. Small Business Saturday, which is supposed to be when everyone goes and spends money with small businesses, is like 136. So it's really interesting that the consumer behavior that drives people to order online is also pushing them into the streets. They're spending money with their local brick-and-mortar retailers as well.
Hey, I got to ask you, have you done your Wisconsin hit yet? Have you done that?
Wisconsin actually ranks out in our top 10 as well. So who knows?
I'm going to put you on the spot here, Brad Plotho. Who do you like better, Arizona or Wisconsin?
Definitely Arizona, guys.
Okay, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, if you haven't done the Wisconsin interview, I'm going to hunt it down, find out what station, and if you go on that station and say you like Wisconsin just because they have cheese and bratwurst, We're going to have an issue, all right?
Here's the only thing I'll say. They are one step ahead of you guys in the national ranking at number 14 nationally. So that's only because people spend more money. More people actually go out and spend money on a transaction basis in Arizona. So you guys are definitely kicking their butts in that category.
And that's because all they do is drink and eat bratwurst out there. So we're good.
Brad.
All right, Brad.
Plotho, we look forward to your next visit. Thanks so much for being with us. All right,
thanks, guys.